Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And possibly the most important story in the world this week is something you may have missed. In Kyrgyzstan, the Russians are trying to get that nation to close a U.S. military base, which is part of the support operation for NATO forces in Afghanistan. The U.S. is close to a deal in Uzbekistan as part of a backup plan for the potential loss of a military hub in Kyrgyzstan. And the entire region is sort of up in arms at what looks like a post-Cold War proxy war over bases in the Afghanistan theater. Joining us now is Oleksiy Sukhubenko, who's European editor for the BBC. He joins us from London. Oleksiy, is this something of a proxy war with disturbing implications going forward?
I think it's too early to say whether this is a proxy war. What is definite is this is the attempt by the Russian leadership to flex its muscle and to send the signal as early as possible, the signal to the Obama administration, that actually it will have to deal with the assertive Russia, a Russia that will actually want to reestablish its presence and its muscle in Central Asia, and that nothing should be taken for granted, that Russia needs to be part of the equation, and whatever discussions are being held with its neighbors and its former dependents in Central Asia, Russia must be in the picture.
Oleksiy, is this a policy of containment on the part of Russia in the sense that they're fine with what's going on in Afghanistan, but they don't want the U.S. to have sort of regional aspirations? Or is Russia really attempting to leverage itself directly into whatever sort of mediation process comes about in Afghanistan?
I think it's all about bloc politics and power politics back again. I think, yes, Russia wants to reestablish itself, but Russia, I don't think, wants to actually re-engage in Afghanistan. It pulled out its troops 20 years ago in February 1989, and I don't think there's a political desire to get involved again. The experience was too brutal. But what I think is clear is that Russia wants to send signals along all the dimensions that it can, be it Venezuela, be it reestablishment of contacts with Cuba, be it Eastern Europe, be it energy policies vis-a-vis European countries and pipelines via Ukraine, the NATO membership. Today there's a high-level European Union delegation in Russia. Half a year ago they said there'll be no business as usual with Russia after the war with Georgia. Now it seems to be that the Europeans, in view of many commentators, are caving in and sort of, you know, again trying to be friends with the Russian leadership. So I think it is about signals, but also I think it's about the opportunity that I think Russian leadership sees now. The Obama administration is a new factor. Some of the faces are known to the Russians, the others are not. And I think they just want to establish their boundaries as early as possible before the Obama administration takes on serious international engagements with Russia and engagements in Europe.
Well, Oleksiy, Russia has some cards to play. Kyrgyzstan agreed, based on $2 billion in aid, to close that base. So the U.S. has said it's going to violate Russian airspace in operations in Afghanistan very, very quickly before we go. Can this escalate?
I don't think so. I think the Russians will try to find a way out. And Foreign Minister Lavrov only today said that actually Russia will be very forthcoming if U.S. asks for permission for military deliveries to Afghanistan.
Oleksiy Sukhubenko, a European editor for the BBC. Thanks for joining us from London.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.